Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now, here's your host, John.
Hey, and welcome to, I don't even know what the weather is here anymore in Nashville. It is John, and we have a great show for you tonight. The lovely Olivia Francesca is going to be joining us shortly, but we're going to get the Valentine's Day special and Singles Awareness Day special off with a song by Justin Hopkins called Love on the Radio. Enjoy.
Yeah, it's you and me. Just our pocket change, the road, the sea. We're driving just as fast as we can. Starting over my love. This hope and all we see. Yeah, you're singing on the radio, my song to me. Yeah, you're kinda out of key and I flock, yeah. Cause you're singing it to me. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, hey. Back when life was easy enough, all we want is someone to love. Wake up with knowledge just to work it out, but knowing everything was gonna be okay. Like love on the radio.
Yeah, fixing for your girl, and my aim is true. I'm swerving cause I can't keep my eyes off them California blues. No, it's not too late. Girl, put your hand in mine, we'll make a great escape. Cause girl, I know you think we can make it with some love and some faith. Oh, 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 oh.
Awesome. That was Love on the Radio by Justin Hopkins. And we are here with the lovely Olivia Francesca. We are on location somewhere deep in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. Again, my name is John, and we are glad you're joining us tonight. Olivia, welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Happy Valentine's and Singles Awareness Day to you. Which one are you celebrating this year?
I'm not. I don't know what to say.
We're going to talk about
Valentine's Day. What?
Valentine's Day sucks, but we're going to talk about some things to do for the holiday. Why we are having this holiday, We're going to talk about Olivia a little bit and her career. As I mentioned before, she's a model. She's an actress. She's a songwriter, and I found out earlier. Now she's also a singer. Who knew? But I think she does circus stuff too, don't you? Do you perform in a circus?
Oh, I can throw that in there.
She
can
be a
jack
clown
of all trades.
Trapeze artist. Anyway. So we're gonna talk a little bit about Valentine's and this time of the year. Do you have any specifically good or bad memories about this time of year from your life that you want to share?
Yes, I actually do. I mean, I've been single for a really long time. Really, really long time. We're not counting. But, of course, I mean, once upon a time, you know, there was someone in my life that was my whole world, my rock. And I remember there was balloons everywhere. Like, when I say everywhere, I mean, there was probably 1,000 pink and red balloons and white balloons and... We were laughing and popping them and just popping champagne corks and just having fun and celebrating our love. So for all of you out there that do have that special someone, God bless you. I mean,
yeah.
I'm jealous and I'm envious because a lot of us who are single are still searching for that someone, and not just anybody to have. I've never been one of those. To be with someone just to be with someone.
Right.
I want butterflies. I want to be skipping and not walking. And I still believe in it, although sometimes I'm a Debbie Downer. And I'm like, it doesn't exist. But, you know, it does exist because I see it sometimes when I see other couples
right.
holding hands and that smile they have and the way they look at each other. It does exist. It's just very rare nowadays.
Well, and it's for me, too. I mean, I've been single for a while as well. Even when I was married, I was single. So...
that's the worst.
That is the worst.
That's
but,
the worst.
You know, when you see other people, you have to look at it two ways. One, it can get you down because you don't have what they have. And also, you know, you look at it as it is possible. And I can find it and I will find it, but I'm not going to press it. And
right.
a lot of people will tell you that the more you look at, the more you look for it, the harder you look for it, it's not going to happen. It's when you stop
right.
looking for it, it jumps right in your lap. You agree
yeah.
with that?
I guess, to a point. I mean, I think we're always looking for that, whether we want to openly admit that or not. I mean, sometimes I'll say to friends, I don't care, I'm fine, I'm content being alone. But truth of the matter is, you know, when the time that I really think about it is when I get up in the morning and then when I go to bed. Like, during the day, life just happens and
mm-hmm.
you're busy.
Busy, yeah.
But when you come home... and you're not coming home to anybody to share the events that happened during the day, it is lonely, you know, it can be lonely. So.
Repeat what the phrase you just said right before we went on air. Repeat that, because it was really a poignant phrase, and being a songwriter, you know, you come up with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And like a good songwriter, she wrote it down. But do you mind sharing that phrase with everybody?
Okay, yeah, I just said I have a smile on my face. But my heart's crying inside. And
just rips your heart out to hear that, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, but just like my songwriting, I'm very honest and very
mm-hmm.
real. And it's how I'm feeling, you know. Even
right.
on Facebook, everyone can see my post and see that, like, oh, she got this going on. And it was, like, super busy, like, and filming and acting and writing songs and stuff. But it's funny because those songs... are, you know, part of my broken heart, and it's very therapeutic to write songs
yeah.
and just let it all out, you know?
Yeah, it's true. One of the things that, I mean, I've known you for a couple years now, and I want to kind of touch on this while we're on the topic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know, right? I get that a lot, I don't know why. Uh-oh. Obviously, you're a pretty... good public figure. I mean, you've modeled before. You've modeled
mm-hmm.
for years.
You know,
you've acted in movies. You've acted in TV shows, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out there a lot. You're all over Facebook. You're very visual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, obviously, you're very beautiful. You have a sparkling personality.
Thank you.
And an amazing smile. And
aww.
But do you find that guys are intimidated to talk to you? Do they, I mean, because you are so visual and you're out there a lot in the public eye, do you find it difficult that, you know, guys are coming up to you and talking to you, but maybe for the wrong reasons or it's hard to get to know somebody because you're not
really
sure where they're after?
I mean, I don't really think of myself as all that. I'm just another girl that's just like the next girl. I'm lucky enough I'm lucky enough to be doing the things I do. I'm blessed, and I feel very blessed. I mean, most people growing up, I know as a little girl, I always wanted to be an actress and a singer and write songs and stuff. And just, you know, as far as the songwriting, you know, I've been writing my whole life, but really digging deep into it here recently, just moving to Nashville. So, but no, it's funny because, I mean, I don't know what guys see. I mean, I don't. You saying that just makes me laugh because, I mean, that's awesome if that's what they think. But I'm just the girl next door. I just, you know, I would prefer having pizza and beer than five-star restaurant. And I'm just very down to earth. I like the outdoors and, you know, fishing. I'm kind of a cowgirl, so to speak, you know. So I'm not always looking for the suit and tie kind of guy. I want someone that'll get their hands dirty and someone that's really handsome but doesn't go around flaunting it, just like, you know.
Well,
but,
and it's hard to find that around this town, that's for sure, right?
they're out there.
They're out
somewhere.
There, I just don't know where they are. So so maybe they have a sister for me, too. Who knows? all right, so let's get back to Valentine's and Singles Awareness Day. You know, do you have some suggestions or have you done some things in the past to help even not celebrate this holiday? Because it is basically a Hallmark holiday. I mean, there's a lot of romantic things that you can do, but if you're single like us, you know, what are you going to do tomorrow night?
Actually, well, tomorrow.
That's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
I know, but it's just another day to me. But tomorrow I'm going to be filming on the set of Nashville all day and just hoping that Deacon gives me a wink. That'll make my Valentine's Day.
wink and a Deacon. That's how all the women in this town roll. So.
No, but honestly, I just keep myself busy. I really try not to think about it too much. I mean, unless everyone's walking around with hearts all over their shirt and wearing pink
and
red, which could happen.
You never know.
I try not to think about it too much because when I do, that's when I start feeling sad and sorry for myself. Woe is me, I don't have someone. But
sadness is not allowed in this world, so we want to keep it upbeat. We want to keep it happy, but. I don't know. It's just there's always some romantic things you can do, and I think somebody said something today to me about it that, you know, if you take yourself out on Valentine's Day, you're guaranteed to have a good time, right? Versus if you took a date out, who knows what the hell's going to happen? You know what I mean? So, and in every restaurant in town will be booked. Mainly, I mean, besides it being Friday night, it's Valentine's Day, so every restaurant in town will be full of people. Holding hands and being all coupley, and you just want to smack them.
No, we don't want to smack them. When I see that, especially with an older couple, like, you know, just walking, holding hands, like, God bless them. Like,
that's true.
Parents have been together forever, you know, never been divorced, and I, you know, unfortunately, I'm
younger than I am, so we'll go with that.
But I'm older, and I, you know, I've been divorced and dated more than one person, so it's like, I don't know, I always wanted what my parents had, and I'll never have that, but if I was looking for someone, if I was right now, I'd just be someone that's my best friend, someone that I can just hang out with, have a good time, no pressure, no games, no jealousy, none of that crap that usually comes along with a relationship. Just somebody to chill with and have a good time and take the pressure off, you know.
Dating. Yeah. The word dating itself causes
scary.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Are we dating? Are we in a relationship? Are we hanging out?
What are we doing?
Friends with benefits.
What are we?
You know, my personal favorite, but, you know, not always. you know, but, yeah, I mean, the DTR, they call it, defining the relationship, you know, we usually say, get together for 90 days. Labels.
I hate labels.
Alicia, who, you know, and just so you guys remember, if you remember the round table of ladies that we had a month or two ago, Livy was part of that, and Alicia was part of that. Alicia was on a couple, 3 weeks ago talking about labels.
Mm-hmm.
And labeling relationships, and why do we need to have a label?
Right.
You know, what's important is that we are talking to each other and communicating, the couple is communicating with each other about, okay, where are we? What are we doing? Where are we at? You know, where do you want to go kind of thing.
Well, I always think, like, keep it light and fluffy. I mean, guys don't
fluffy?
Like, guys don't like to be pressured. And once they girls start, from what I've learned, guys don't want to be, like, backed into a corner and, what is this? What are we doing? What are we... I mean, girls overthink things. I mean, I'll admit it.
Sorry about that.
If we just chill and just take it one day at a time, whatever we have going on with someone, it will just unfold on its own. And you can't force anything. You can't make things happen. So I've learned just to kind of take a back seat in life, and things that are meant to be will be, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Bear with me one second. Keep talking because I lost... I lost my studio here.
So, but I just want to tell all those other people out there that are single, because I know I'm not the only one, that, you know, we put so much pressure on the day to, you know, it's a reminder if we're loved or if we're not, and guys feel pressured to buy candy and flowers and all this stuff. But ladies, don't forget, we can buy that stuff for ourselves.
That's
we
true.
Can buy jewelry, and it no one could take it back from us.
That's true.
And chocolates and flowers, and we should do that for ourselves, ladies. Because,
and may I add one more thing?
Yes,
ladies,
yes.
You can also do that for your guy, all right? Don't wait on the guy.
You don't want flowers. Who are you kidding?
Well, you know what? I like candy.
You want
know?
A back massage.
A
you
massage
don't want
works
candy
too. A front
flowers.
Massage works well,
oh my
too.
God.
It's all good. But,
let's
you know, take care
PG.
Of the guy. I know. This is always an R-rated show. So. But, no, I mean, you know, there's no rule in the Valentine's rule book that says that the man has to do everything for the woman. Be sure,
sure
to return the favor. I mean, give him something.
Be thankful.
Say thank you.
Be
don't
thankful.
Take it for granted. Because to be honest with you, this is one day. What about the other 364 days of your relationship
Amen.
In a year?
Amen.
What do you do in those days? This
mm-hmm.
is just a day. It's a Hallmark day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a day just like Christmas and birthdays to get engaged is a romantic gesture. But then, okay, fine, do that. Keep it off my Facebook wall because I'm tired of looking at it, but...
But why are you tired of looking at? I mean,
people getting engaged. That I know,
but
funny.
It's a good thing.
I'm happy, but you know,
good that it's still happening.
Yeah, John's not bitter. Your host is not bitter. Don't worry about it.
He's a little bitter.
Yeah, a little bitter, but anyway. But keep in mind that guys and ladies both, you need to keep up that romantic momentum, if you will, all
worse.
The time. Not just once a year or three times a year for Christmas, birthdays, and Valentine's.
Well,
okay.
A relationship is work.
It
you know,
is.
You shouldn't take it for granted just because you're with someone that they're going to stay. I used to say to someone that I was dating once, I'm like, he's like, why do you worry so much? You have the job. And I'm like, yeah, I have the job, but I want to keep it. You know, you're it's a relationship. You're not going to just assume that they're going to stay with you forever. You have to keep their interest. You have to
That's
keep
right.
it exciting and...
It's just like a regular job in the fact that we can go down the street and get a better job for more money if we wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays there's so much temptation. I mean, there's so many beautiful people out there, and I think when you have a heart, you can love more than one person. It's just that one it's that one special one that's for you, and you just know it when you meet them. There's no one else, you know. We have hearts to love, and we have hearts to get broken. I mean... Hopefully, you know.
And it's going to happen. It's going to happen a lot. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I always like to, and I'm going to say the word harp on, is that it takes some people, so long to get over something that didn't last as long as it's taking to get over it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You date somebody for a month, but it takes you 6 months to get over it. It wasn't meant to be, you know?
I know, but some people, it depends, you know. Maybe one person wasn't really into it, but maybe that girl put her heart and soul into it, and she had everything to lose, and now she's just, you know, hurting, which I think everyone has a different length of grieving process.
Well,
you know?
Isn't that the way they have wine and Haagen-Dazs for that purpose?
Or
is that just TV?
You know, that's a Band-Aid.
Is that
Band-Aid? That's what you call a Band-Aid.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't really resolve the issue at hand, you're never going to be healthy in the next relationship you get into.
Agreed.
I think a lot of people rush into the next relationship and haven't really healed. It's like a trickle effect. It affects the next person they date. And, you know, they're not trusting them, and there's no reason because they've never given them a reason. But when you end something, you end it, and you move forward. And the new person, I mean, no two relationships are alike.
That's true.
You know, so you just, I don't know. I'm talking like I know what I'm saying. And
I really don't. It's awesome. You do.
I've been single for 7 years. I'm probably the last person you should be listening to out there.
Oh, well, then we'll terminate the show now because, you know.
You tell me. I'd like to
What
ask.
Do you want to know?
No, I would like to ask you, how, okay, I say that I'm not looking, but deep down I think, you know, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful, you know,
right.
Finding that right guy, my best friend and someone that understands me and gets me, and I'm there for him when he needs a shoulder and vice versa, and no games, no BS, no jealousy, just best friends.
Right.
When you keep running into, like, a concrete wall.
Would that be the guys you're meeting or the concrete wall?
I mean,
or?
Well, the thing is I'm not really meeting. It's not like I'm going out all the time and meeting people, but I'm just saying if you were, I mean, there comes a point where you just give up, or how do you break through that wall and say, no, there really is a good guy out there? I mean, honestly, like, how do you do that? When you say you've met someone in your life that was everything you ever wanted, perfect head to toe, and you lost
mm-hmm.
him and he's no longer around, maybe he even passed. How do you get past that thinking in your head that no one's ever going to compare? No one's ever, you know, you've had the best of the best. How do you get past that and really with a full open heart and think that there is someone else that could be just as good, if not better?
Well, you think, and to me, yeah, that's a very good question, and think about it for a second. To me, you find that person who's no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
You find what their best traits were that you
mm-hmm.
loved. What did you love about that guy? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, his hair or his attitude.
Everything.
I mean,
it was how we, it wasn't even about him. It was about us, how
right.
we connected.
How you interacted. So
how we had a
somebody.
Special language of our own
yeah.
and just...
But you didn't get that overnight.
Best friends.
You didn't get that overnight.
No,
it took time
but...
No,
but I will tell you, this is another subject that I'm always questioning about. When I met him, there was something instant. Something that I was curious about. Something that I definitely wanted to know more about.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know... I guess I should just tell the story.
We're filling it. This is still
oh,
Olivia's
God.
Best show now.
But I met someone, and you know, obviously he was attractive, but there was something more. Like I just felt like a kinship with him, or maybe we were cut of the same cloth, or something. I was drawn to him for whatever reason. And he lived in another state. I had met him at a fair. And we kept in touch because there was actually, he was an artist, and there was something, I wanted one of the carvings that he did. And so I got his number, and I kept in touch. And when I was walking away, I looked back, and at the same time, he looked back at me. And when I left, I thought, God, what was that all about? Like, what was that? I felt
right.
like a
connection,
like,
yeah.
connection or something. And I know some of you probably... Maybe that has happened to where you're like, I met someone, I'll never see them again. What was that about? But I do believe people come and go in your life, and some people leave an impression that is a long-lasting one. You never forget them. But fortunately, we did get to meet each other and get to know each other really well, and it was a long-distance relationship. And we saw each other every other week
mm-hmm.
for the whole week. We drove back and forth for about 4.5 years.
Wow.
It was a really long time, and we never missed a week without seeing each other.
Right.
We talked every day. It was a very
wow.
expensive,
intense,
relationship. But the highs were high and the lows were low because the goodbyes were so sad.
Yeah.
Because we really connected. We were like inseparable. He was my best friend, and I've never had that again. And I've longed for it deep down, but But part of me is like content knowing I had it just once, when
sure.
most people in the world never have that in their whole life. So
okay.
how do I get
the
back
thing,
to the
okay,
question?
So the thing that reminds me of mm-hmm. is the movie Sleepless in Seattle. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
Okay. So Tom Hanks' character loses his wife in the beginning of the movie to,
mm-hmm.
to cancer, whatever
mm-hmm.
she you know passed away from, and he's raising his son.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew, he tells the story, he knew from when he took his you
yeah.
know his wife's hand,
mm-hmm.
it was magic.
Yeah.
And at the end of the movie, when he takes Meg Ryan's hand,
yeah.
or takes Meg Ryan's hand,
mm-hmm.
it's magic. That's how he knew.
I mean, I do.
Right.
I
granted,
do,
it's the movie,
do,
but still.
I do believe in that stuff. I mean, there is part of me. I used to be so romantic, and I've lost that a little bit.
You haven't lost it. It's just down buried.
Very
in some,
deep.
Very deep. It'll come out in a song one day, or come out when you're acting one day, or something like that. But
or hopefully it'll be coming out when I meet someone.
When
the
you meet
right
somebody.
Time. But.
But, yeah, it's all timing. It still comes down to timing.
I
say
know.
This almost every freaking show is it's timing.
Timing.
You know, timing in life.
Well, and as you get older, when you're younger, you have the whole world ahead of you, so you're
yeah.
not in a hurry.
Right.
But I know when they say your clock is ticking or whatever that
yeah. usually that's to have a baby,
is.
But we've all done
no,
that
forget
already,
about
so,
that.
Yeah.
But just like you do feel like, you know, I'm not getting any younger kind of syndrome.
Yeah.
Like,
none of us are.
When's it supposed to happen for me? But, you know, at the same time, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm
yeah.
content, and I'm doing my own thing, and loving life right now. I just wish I had someone to share it with.
Right. But
the
you have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, I mean, that's the thing about this holiday is that we forget we have friends. We have people who are in the same boat we are.
Yeah.
That we can hang out with, we can
yeah.
talk to, we can vent to, we can
yeah.
bitch at, we can do whatever
well,
we need to
different
do.
Different forms of love, because I keep telling myself by March, if I can't.
Don't put a deadline,
gonna,
okay?
No. I'm going to buy a puppy.
You don't need a puppy.
Yes, I do.
You don't need a puppy.
That unconditional love, you know,
yeah.
that they give you no matter what you do, or you could yell at them for pooping on the rug, and they'd be like...
Well, that's what roommates and boyfriends are for, right? Yell at them for pooping on the rug. But yeah, I mean, so, yeah, we are kind of, yeah, maybe, and that's maybe my problem is I'm impatient. I know I'm impatient. I'm impatient in a lot of aspects of my
yeah.
life, you know, work and you know, personal and... social, all that is like okay. I want it now. I want
well,
it yesterday.
Well, see, I'm really laid back, but with certain things, I want it.
Externally,
you know,
you are. Internally,
really...
apparently, you're not. It's like I want it now, but you know,
no,
I mean, it's
I'm,
just an
I'm,
attitude.
Yeah, I mean,
you know?
Certain things I can wait on if it's worth waiting for, which I'm sure it will be.
And
you
when
know?
You're 70 and in a home,
that's when it's
going
to
happen. It'll happen. I'm not too worried about it, you know?
The old guy would be like, pass the gravy.
or maybe you'll meet some 80-year-old and you'll be his nurse and get all his money when he passes away
oh my
or whatever.
Gosh, no
you know?
Thanks.
Like, not going to do that, okay?
No, I'm not into all the money.
You can just be the nurse. You don't have
stuff.
To be the thing, but, you know. But it's just, you know, it is interesting because, again, you know, these kind of thoughts seem to be accelerated this time of year
mm-hmm.
because we see so many people... you know, enjoying Valentine's Day. And the cool thing, I mean, especially in Nashville that I've noticed, is a lot of restaurants now are promoting Singles Awareness Day on their chalkboards.
Well,
because
there is a lot of
them. You know what? A lot of singles have a lot of disposable income. You
yeah.
know, they've got money to spend.
Well, my dad always says, you know, just like the saying, like, when I would say, I wish I could win the lottery, it's like, well, if you don't play, you can't win.
True that.
And so
that's right.
He always says, what do you, every time we talk, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just at home, just writing. Writing.
And, is some,
and he's like, again, you're writing?
Yeah.
He's like, well, you're wanting a boyfriend. How are you going to, you know, you
because
can't
Dad,
write
he's going to walk up to her door and go, and he's a pizza guy. There you go. Or he'll be lost. It'll be somebody else's pizza even, right? Things
like,
happen, right? If things happen that way. So if,
no.
the door, if the door knocks right now, I'm going to freak out. So too, you know, but
I would too.
That would be funny. But it doesn't matter what door we're at. But anyway, so it's just, you know, it seems to be accelerated a little bit more this time of year just because of February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they, I wonder if they had Valentine's in the middle of June, would that be better? You know, I don't know. But it just, you know, the shows, you know, music and TV and movies, there's always Valentine's Day movies that come out.
Mm-hmm.
Some are even called Valentine's Day like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, all the romantic comedies come out around Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day, and it's like, okay, really? Can we just...
I, I mean,
it's the Lego movie for me. Yeah. I just want to go see the Lego movie. That's all.
You know what I want to see is Out of the Furnace. That looks like...
It's not a very romantic movie.
No, but see, but it's good.
Yeah, men get shot up in that movie, so she wants to see that.
No, it just looks really good. I don't think it's out yet.
No,
so.
Oh, okay, I thought it was. So.
And when you're single, the worst thing you could do is go watch... a sappy love story, just like me. When,
alone.
I mean, or listen to country music, like the kind that I write.
Sappy?
Traditional, sad, crying your beer, dear.
Or your Jack Daniels if it's really bad, so beers if it's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, those two love songs, my most recent ones, were called Misery and Broken.
Right.
I mean...
The next song coming out is called Broken Misery, and the one after that will be Misery, then Broken. So I'm sensing a pattern here. We need to get you out of
there. I need some happy songs.
Happy songs. Happy, happy joy. Well, and you know, Memorial Day is coming up in a couple of months, and 4th of July, summer, you know, spring's around the corner. We finally the 60s
right.
here next week for temperatures. Maybe some good moves
Thank
will come
God.
Out of it.
Yes.
And you know, a lot of it has to do, and now that I think about it, you know, this time of year follows up or kind of, is in the middle of or end of winter, and everybody has a seasonal disorder. They don't, you know, nobody goes outside in the winter.
Right.
We don't do as much as we do in the spring
and
summer, obviously. We hibernate, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already in a bad enough mood and bad enough frame of mind
you
anyway,
know, it just
especially if we're alone.
Yeah. Not to change the subject there, I was just thinking, I,
this
did
is your show,
write, I did write an upbeat song over a sad, and I don't know if you knew, and probably a lot of people listening, Chuck Jones,
yes.
a friend of mine, passed away, and, you know,
yes, yeah.
me and the other writer actually thought about canceling the write because we weren't in the right frame of mind or in the mood or whatever, but then we talked about it, and Chuck always encouraged me to write. He said, you know, this isn't what, you know, you want to do, this is what you're born to do, and just keep doing it and never give up. So in his honor, I said, let's just write a song for him. So we wrote a song, it's called In the Blink of an Eye. And it's very upbeat. Even some of the words I wrote, it's, when it's raining, I tilt my head back and taste it on my tongue. And even on the darkest day, I can still feel the sun. So it's very inspiring. He inspired me, and I wrote a really, like, encouraging song to no matter what's going on in life, just keep going to the beat of the drum, you know?
Good.
And that's what I'm going to do today and tomorrow to get me through Valentine's Day.
Plus work on Nashville, so that's
yes.
good. And you'll be around your friends and everybody. I encourage that to everybody. Get around people who support you and love you
and
are in the same
you.
Situation, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't recommend being a third wheel on a date for Valentine's night. That's just not fun. Unless they invite you and they're paying, that's fine. I can deal with that, right? But, you know, go hang out. Don't watch Hallmark Channel. Don't watch Lifetime Channel, you know, because you're going to get the sappy movies. Thank you, Anthony, for bringing that up.
But the thing is, we have to realize we can be happy by ourselves. I mean,
can we?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Yes.
Explain how you do that, because not a lot of people can.
No, I mean, you have to be content and comfortable in your own skin, and you can't really be in a good relationship or find someone unless you are happy, because if you're negative, it's not a good way to start a relationship. I mean, I'm happy. I just want to share it with someone. You know, there's times where I feel lonely. Like I say, when I'm going to bed, I'm all alone and wish I could share the day with someone. But at the same time, I'm still happy, you know.
Right.
I just feel like there's a missing piece in my life.
Okay, so
you know.
let's back up a second. Okay, so you said you were single, been single for 7 years-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of dated someone out here, but it wasn't for very long. I mean, you knew about that.
Yeah,
but
I did. But
anyway.
we brushed him off. When did you become happy being alone?
Not at
and
first.
And how did you
it
do it,
me.
More importantly?
Well, I don't know if happy is the word. You just get comfortable.
What is the word? Okay, comfortable.
You just get
how did you
comfortable,
become comfortable
in it. Because there comes a time where you really learn, I think when you're in a relationship, at least for me, I'm all about them and making them happy, and my focus is on them. And when I'm single, when I've been single for a very long time, for the first time in my life, I focus on me and what I need in life and what I want out of life. And
right.
I've grown as a person. I've become a better person. just because it makes you look inward, and instead of looking to someone else to make you happy.
Never, ever look to someone else to make
your
sole
source
of happiness.
Right, because
you
won't. And we've all done that, I think, in a time or two. But no, being single kind of is the best blessing, as far as, like, it's taught me a lot about myself. I've grown as a person. I've become more secure in who I am and what I want. And the only thing that scares me is sometimes you get too comfortable, and then you don't want to let someone in because you're comfortable in being alone.
Right.
You know, you become really independent, and that's kind of where I'm at. It would take someone really special to come into my life because I've just kind of, like, have comfort.
You have your routine.
Being,
you have comfort. You have your routine. Mm-hmm. The hardest part, especially, you know, when we get to our maturity level.
Yeah.
That's not better than age, right?
Okay. Yes, perfect.
Is merging your routines together.
Right.
You know, how do you do that? Especially, you know, I mean.
Yeah. And you can really love someone and not recreate well together. You know, I've known couples that they love each other to pieces, but they do their own thing. They don't come together.
And they are the best and happiest couples, aren't they, sometimes, you know?
But, I mean, it is really cool if you have the same things going on. Like, if you're into, for me, I would love to be with someone that's also into music just because it's such an important part of my life.
Absolutely.
Well,
you have to have things in common that most of your, you know, your interests have to be common.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're night and day on everything, it's not going to last. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more important, you know, music and food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although turning people on to, you know, a new kind of food is always fun. But,
well, to me, I mean, there are certain things like you want out of someone, like Christianity,
right?
Someone who loves
faith,
music.
Yeah.
There's certain things that I do seek.
Guys, take a note. This is how you're going to get into Olivia's heart. Okay. You just have to find her, that's all. So.
Find it somewhere there.
Find her.
I do have a heart. It's just buried.
No, not find the heart. Find you. That's it. Show it. But yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that you can do it. But to me, you know, when I find somebody, she's going to have a lot of the common interests, but there's going to be some intangibles that I don't have that she does that I want her to
bring out
in me and teach me and vice versa, hopefully.
Sure.
You know?
You don't want to be twins. You would be boring. I wouldn't want to
just
date
creepy,
myself.
Actually. Yeah, it's just creepy in so many different ways. But
I mean, it's good to have conflicting things, and it makes
and
for
complimentary
good,
things.
Yeah, for conversations and stuff.
Exactly.
And to me, communication is everything. If you could just talk, you know. Sometimes, you know, I'll tell someone, if I'm with them, you know, tell me everything, even if it's something you don't think I want to hear. I just want to know so I can trust that you'll be honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I'm still learning.
You still get questions, though?
Questions?
Do you still have a question, though?
Oh, of course I have questions.
We all have questions. We all want to know the answers. But all I can tell you is to exercise patience. Exercise patience, and good things will happen.
And be yourself. Don't be someone else wants you to be because you like them and you think that would get them to like you. Or just be yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, really, just be honest and let your vulnerability show. I mean, that's what he's probably going to fall in love with you for.
Hopefully. And not just sex.
If he doesn't, then he's not the right guy, you know. We all have insecurities or baggage or...
Yeah.
No one's perfect. I just want someone that's perfect for me.
You will. Everybody, we'll be taking applications for Olivia shortly.
No.
So please
No,
just send the applications and why you think you'd be good for her to the It's Not Me, It's You contact on the website, itsnotmeradio.com. I will make sure that they get to her. No, honey, I will screen them first, and then I will get any worthy candidates to you. So how about that? itsnotmeradio.com. Hit the contact list and keep it clean. Anything bad will be immediately disqualified. Deal?
Deal.
Deal. Okay. All right, we're going to take a couple minutes, and we're going to go through some ideas. First, for things to do on Singles Awareness Day, and then for those couples, bless your hearts, who are out there, what to do on Valentine's Day. Some ideas. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Olivia's going to give me her opinion on each of these. So Pulling these right off the internet, because that's where we do most of our research. I don't know what we would do before the internet, but we did. But when is much fun? All right, idea number one for Singles Awareness Day is have a stupid horror movie night. Gather your friends together and watch a really bad, campy horror film. Pick any of the Friday the 13th movies if you like that. But
really?
Yeah. Idea, a second idea, the anti-VD party, and we're going to hope VD stands for Valentine's Day and not
Yay.
The other VD. But so, again,
who
inviting,
wrote this list?
That's the coolest. Come in, you know, have a party and do something against the grain, against Valentine's Day. You know, music and food and decorations, and just make it a non-Valentine's Day party for those single people. If you don't have any time to do anything, pamper yourself. You talked about that before. Go pamper yourself. Go pay for your nails,
idea.
Pay for mani-pedi, a massage. You know, write down your advantages, and you've done a pretty good job of stating that, the advantages of being single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't write down the disadvantages. There is only one real disadvantage of being single, and that's the physical contact of it, right? You agree with me or not?
Yes.
Okay, great. I was worried about that one, actually. Another idea for Singles Awareness Day, think of others. Do some volunteer work. You know, the National Humane Association, for instance, or, you know, anything with animals in your city can use the help. Any homeless shelters you might be, just, you know, that might be in your town, go help out there. Find a singles mixer. There's always, I was commenting earlier before we went on the air that there's a lot of
go to your church and
church,
you know,
exactly.
Your church mixer, I'm sure.
There's a church mixer. There's a lot of bars and venues in town that are promoting Singles Awareness Day instead of Valentine's Day. So check that out. Idea number six, which I kind of like, is just forget it. Just forget it even exists and just do something like they said, like it's another day, right? So those are some ideas for Singles Awareness Day. Some romantic ideas for Valentine's Day. Can I hear aw?
Aw.
There, read that. reenact your first date, okay? If you remember where your first date was, reenact it. Take her back there or take him back there. And I'm going to go both genders here. But mostly it'll be the guys. Go back to the restaurant. Go back to the place you first met her, unless it was like the most hideous place on the face of the earth. But if you both remember it being the same location, which is important, because there's always, I always love this. Where did we meet? We don't remember. When did we meet? We don't remember. When was our first date? We don't remember. Okay. When you decide to get into a relationship...
Yeah, but when you really... Let me just tell you on my defense. My opinion, when you're really in love with someone, that's significant anymore. Because you're thinking about tomorrow and you just know that person will be... So you don't need dates. You don't
but
need
But anniversaries are important.
They are. But tomorrow's even more important.
True. Well, we're going to hope you get to tomorrow. We're not sure how many years it's been since, you know... We met, though. So one of the things I suggest is when you get into the exclusivity of your relationship and you're just together, each other, you're exclusive, sit down and figure out where you met and when you met and when your first date was, when your first kiss was, when everything,
why?
All your first...
Wait, let me just
that
ask you
way,
why.
You know, there's no doubt about when your anniversaries are.
Okay.
Women are crazy about anniversary dates. They are.
I guess it's just been so long for me.
Yeah.
I think that stuff is...
Now,
silly.
All that's thrown out the window when you get married. The only one you have to remember is your wedding anniversary. But while you're still, in, you know, a couple before you get married, while you're still dating...
Why
or whatever,
is it important then and not later? It's kind of...
I don't make the rules.
Whose rules are these? Because I don't like them.
The general public.
But that's the thing. Why make rules? Why
I don't
not
know.
Just
the general
enjoy
public.
Each
them.
Other and don't
agree.
Make rules?
Okay, that's why
it
you're
the
that's
the
why you
stress.
Are the perfect woman because you don't care about anniversary stuff.
Well, I mean, it's insignificant. Really, it's tomorrow that matters. That person's going to be there tomorrow.
But see, that kind of thing will promote or give more reason to have a romantic gesture done. Honey, do you remember when do you remember when our first kiss was? Do you remember when our first kiss was? Here's a flower to remember.
I don't need to know
that.
The date, but I bet in my mind I'll remember it as if I could taste the person's lips. I don't need a date.
But it was 1 year ago, exactly, to the second.
Okay.
And, I, and the guy remembers that, and women will melt at that. Trust me, they melt. They melt. They melt. All right, some more ideas to celebrate Valentine's Day. Go do something physical. Go skating. Go cross-country skiing. Not that kind of physical. Not that kind of physical.
That's kind of obvious.
Yeah, kind of obvious, though, right? That's going to happen after all this other stuff happens. But go do something. To go do something for each other. Go get a massage. Go get a massage together. That's a good thing. Do the dreaded path of rose petals. Did you know that roses are the most expensive flower out there?
At
the
Valentine's Day?
Yes, it is. So go get a bunch of rose petals and sprinkle them everywhere and spray them with whatever you spray rose petals with to make them smelly or... And go do something there that's romantic. That's kind of cool. So there are some ideas for Valentine's Day, some ideas for Singles Awareness Day. But, you know, the most important thing is get through it however you need to get through it, hopefully happy and smiling and not sad and depressed. If you are sad and depressed about it, write a song. Because those sell really well, right? No, you won't because you're not going to be sad and depressed. That's not how it works. So... all right, let's continue. Anything else that you want to add about this holiday that we haven't even talked about, that we haven't talked about yet? Because I know you have some ideas.
I do.
About dating in general.
Dating in general. I have no, I mean.
You have no clue.
I can't even, like.
Well, okay, how about this?
Talk about that because it's been forever.
What is your ideal date?
My ideal date. Good question.
Thank you.
If it wasn't freezing outside right now.
It'll be in the 60s next week, okay?
Okay, my ideal date would be probably go horseback riding.
Okay.
You know, pack a little sack lunch with a blanket. Tie the horses up somewhere after we rode for a little while. Have lunch and talk. Lay in the blanket, look up at the stars, and...
at lunch?
Yeah, why not?
Are there stars in the sky at lunch?
No, this is an all day and night.
Oh, okay, thank you.
We're seeing our
That's
own stars.
That's a long
stars.
Day right there.
We are seeing
okay,
our
I
own
like that.
Stars.
I like that. That's very nice. Very well done.
Just, you know, walk, holding each other's hands, just talking about life and each other and getting to know each other. I don't know.
That sounds like a fun date. That's just the first date, right?
Yeah, it's the first of many.
So the second date has to top or be as good or not be as good as the first date. See, here's the thing.
Okay, so the next one followed up from that one. Then we are up in the loft with the hay.
We have a loft?
With the same blanket.
There's a loft? Where's the loft? Oh, the hay.
And candles. And hopefully we're not burning the house. The barn down.
The hay loft, right. Good call.
Because that would not be romantic.
Okay, so Olivia's dates last 2 days before the barn burns down and we're done. So we have to go find another barn
oh,
now
wait,
for you,
it
don't
probably
we?
Wouldn't be really romantic to smell horse poop, so.
Some women like horse poop.
I actually do.
I know you do. That's
I
why you ride
do.
Horses. So.
Okay, right, so okay, a different.
Let me ask you this. Okay, a first date with somebody you've met or somebody you've known already, but your first date.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather go... do like a balls to the wall greatest date ever on the first date or just go to dinner?
I mean, I'm not
as
I
a
don't
female.
Know like what's balls to the wall kind
okay,
of like
you know dinner show at TPAC a carriage ride
no, absolutely not.
Why?
If a guy was doing that on the first date, I would think he's trying to impress me the wrong way. I am not a materialistic person. I'm not.
Well,
I
didn't buy any jewelry.
No,
so
but
no,
wait, but no like, don't showboat with a carriage. Like, show me who you are. Impress me with you. I would just want to be in an intimate date where it's just, probably the first time it's just us.
Dinner.
I mean, like, maybe down the road would be bowling or playing pool somewhere. But, like, at first, I just want, like, a quiet dinner. Even if it was at our own place, like ordering a pizza and having some beer, just intimate, getting to know each other. I don't want the whistles and the bells in the background, not on the first date.
Okay. And I get in the discussions with women about this all the time because a lot of them will want that. I'm like, okay, first of all, we're not going to a movie. We're not going to
definitely
a play.
Definitely
not
a movie.
Not going to listen to music because
no,
you can't talk.
Right, definitely not.
You have to spend that first date getting to know each other and
agreed.
Talking. And then you can decide if the second date, maybe a movie, maybe something, go listen to music or something like that that you both enjoy.
Right.
And just build from there.
Right.
The balls to the wall date, as I so eloquently put it, is for maybe an anniversary of some sort or a celebration of some sort. Where
to go above and
because,
beyond.
Yeah,
and
because
like,
if you set the expectations too high and the bar is too, you have nowhere to go but down.
Right. And I mean,
I don't
maybe,
mean that in a good way either. So
I mean, it depends on the girls and the woman's age too. I think younger girls are looking for different things that us as older women are just looking for security and stability. And you know, I want to just have fun with my man. Just even if it's watching, what is that, SmackDown wrestling or whatever.
WWE wrestling.
I don't even mind that as long as I'm with my guy. Like.
Yeah.
I just want to be with my buddy. I mean, ask me 15, 20 years ago what I was looking for is different than that. But right now, that's what I'm looking for.
All right. That's good. That's good. All right, well, we're going to wrap up tonight. Thank you, Miss Olivia, for joining
You're
us.
You're very welcome.
Check her out on Facebook. Go find her band music page on Facebook, Olivia Francesca.
Let me spell that for you.
Please.
It's a crazy last name. Francesca. Francesca.
And you can check out her modeling shots and her music and all the other good stuff that she does for a living up there. you don't really have a personal page, so don't even go for the personal page. So just go for that fan page, and she will be most appreciative.
Yes.
As for me, I don't have a fan page. Yeah, actually, they, It's Not Me Radio. It's Not Me, It's You. Radio is the fan page on Facebook. Also, you can access that through the website, itsnotmeradio.com, along with the Twitter. I need to tweet more. Are you tweeting these days?
I'm a twat. I don't tweet. I don't
okay,
tweet.
Okay, that didn't come out right at all. But
I'm a twit.
She's a twit,
I don't
not a twat.
Twat.
Okay, good. All right, we'll take that
one.
Okay,
we'll stop now.
We'll stop now, yes. Day over. Game over. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. We're going
to
end
tonight.
Love you
guys.
Yeah, next week, join me next week as I will have a pair of friends online that are going to be talking about the confessions of a serial online dater. These two women are great online daters, and they're going to give a lot of insight, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So join us next Thursday night, 6:30 Central Time for It's Not Me, It's You. Any last words, dear?
I just want to say for all of you, everybody out there listening, and I love you. Every piece of my soul and heart and head to toe, I love you.
Even if she doesn't know you, she loves you.
Yep.
So, this is one special lady, so do check her work out. Some good songs coming out soon, hopefully.
I'll be demoing them in a couple weeks.
And we will look forward to that music. So we're going to leave you tonight again with Love on the Radio by Justin Hopkins. Everybody have a great Valentine's Day or Singles Awareness Day. We will see you next Thursday for Confessions of a Serial Online Dater. And in the meantime, peace out.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's you and me. It's just our pocket change, the road, the sea. We're driving just as fast as we can. Starting over, my girl. Yeah, 'cause you're singing it to me. Oh, 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 eh, 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 hey, hey. Back when life was easy enough, all we want is someone to love. We talk about your girl, and my aim is true.
love. I can't stop, can't get enough of your love. And I can't stop, can't get enough of your love.